This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose A. Arredondo. Date of birth, February the 20th, 1962. Case ID number is 909-1707. Date of exam, October the 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from McAllen Outpatient Clinic, dated 9/5/2023. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old married male with three grown girls who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bilateral knee slash right shoulder pain slash osteoarthritis, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, and sinusitis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was April the 22nd of 2022, where he worked as a gasoline truck driver for 21 years. The claimant states that he was also a veteran for 6 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is working as a nurse at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance. He is presently receiving disability from the Veterans Administration, but not from the Social Security Administration. Allegations number one, bilateral knee pain slash right shoulder pain slash osteoarthritis. Number two, post-traumatic stress disorder. And number three, sinusitis. History of allegations. Number one, bilateral knee pain slash shoulder pain of the right shoulder slash osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 1999, he started to develop pain of his knees and right shoulder. He states he fell on his right shoulder while he was at work and eventually developed pain in the right shoulder. And although he had two surgeries to correct it, he did not have good results with either one of them. X-rays and MRIs were performed, and he was diagnosed with a torn rotator cuff of the right side. The claimant also has a history of bilateral knee pain secondary from jumping out of helicopters when he was in the Army. He states he has degenerative joint disease, as well as degenerative disc disease. He's had multiple steroid shots placed in his knees, but has had no surgery. He states his symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels daily. He did receive 2 months of therapy with fair results. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a broom, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds with his left arm. The claimant has difficulty dressing himself and doing everyday toilet, bathroom necessities. He has no assistive device that he uses at this time. His physician is Dr. Guillermo Pichero, and he states the only physical activity he does is water plants and visits his mother. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, helping with the laundry, comma, and watering the plants. The claimant also suffers from osteoarthritis of his hands, but is able to function well. He is presently on diclofenac sodium 1% gel. Apply 2 grams to affected areas, QID for pain. Ibuprofen 800 milligrams. Take 1 POTID for pain. Ketorolac trimethylamine 30 milligrams / 1 milliliter. Injections 60 milligrams intramuscular for pain. Lidocaine 5% patch. Apply 1 patch transdermally every day for pain. He's also on acetaminophen 325 milligrams, 2 tablets. TID is needed for pain. And allopurinol 100 milligrams, 1 QD for gout, along with colchicine 0.6 milligrams, 2 tablets initially, and then 1 tablet every hour later for acute gout attack. The claimant, along with these medications, has taken meloxicam 15 milligrams QD and cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride 10 milligrams TID. He states the medications do help, but he still continues to have pain. Allegation number 2, post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that in 2013, he started to develop post-traumatic stress disorder secondary to being in the Army for 7 years. He states that he had flashbacks and nightmares, but denies hearing voices or seeing shadows. He states his appetite is good, and he denies any suicidal attempts or ideation. The claimant does state that he suffers from anxiety, depression, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, and hearing and seeing traumatic and violent acts when he was in the Army. He states he saw some people dying and was in multiple fights. And at this time, he states he regrets not being able to work since that was therapeutic for him. The claimant is presently on no medications for his condition. He appears to be very content and happy and does not appear to be depressed or have any signs of anxiety at this time. Allegation number 3, sinusitis. The claimant states that in 1982, he got hit by a boot of another soldier on his nose while they were having practice sessions. Because of that, his nasal septum was fractured, and it is now deviated to one side. The claimant has had 2 surgeries consisting of bilateral rhinoplasty in order to help his deviated septum with poor results. He is presently on cetirizine hydrochloride 10 milligrams QD, fluticasone propionate 50 micrograms, 1 nasal spray into each nostril every day for allergies. And his condition appears to be fairly stable, although he states he still has problems breathing at night. Family history not important at this time. Medications. Meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD. Cyclobenzaprine, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams TID. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Cetirizine, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD. Calcifate, 50 micrograms, D3, 2,000 units. Take 1 tablet QD. cyanocobalamin 1000 microgram tablet. Take one POQD for vitamin B12 deficiency. Clotrimazole 1% topical cream. Apply to affected areas, QD, for fungal infections. Diclofenac sodium 1% topical gel. Apply 2 grams to affected area, QID, for pain. Fluticasone propionate 50 micrograms, 2 sprays into each nostril every day for nasal allergies. Hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams, POQD. Ibuprofen 800 milligrams, TID, for pain. Ketorolac trimethamine 30 milligrams / 1 milliliter, 2 cc's IM, for pain. Lidocaine 5% patch, apply 1 transdermally QD for pain. Losartan 100 milligrams POQD. Rosuvastatin calcium 20 milligrams, 1/2 tablet QD. Sildenafil citrate 50 milligrams. Take 1/2 tablet 1 hour prior to sexual activity as needed for erectile dysfunction. Gabapentin 100 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. Acetaminophen 325 milligrams, 2 tablets TID, for pain. Allopurinol 100 milligrams QD, for gout. Colchicine 0.6 milligrams, 2 tablets initially, and then 1 tablet an hour later for acute gout attacks. And Montelukast 10 milligrams QHS. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, sinusitis, comma, rhinitis, comma, bilateral rhinoplasty secondary to a deviated septum, 2 surgeries, 1 performed in 2017, another one performed in 2018, osteoarthritis of the hands, comma, degenerative disc disease, comma, degenerative joint disease, gout, comma, right shoulder rotator cuff tear with 2 surgeries, 1 performed in 1999 and the other one in 2022, 2 inguinal hernia repairs performed in 2021, right fist tendon laceration in 1975, post-traumatic stress disorder, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 236 pounds, height 5 feet 8 1/4 inches tall, BP 181 over 96, 7 reading. Second reading was 178 over 105. Pulse 86, respiration 18, BMI 35. General. This is a 61-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal, secondary to the right shoulder rotator cuff injury. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral spine, as well as the right shoulder. No swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is a normal range of motion. Of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of the right shoulder and elbow area, especially for flexion. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the hands and feet. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as walking at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Neurological. Grip strength was +4/5 for the right side and +5/5 for the left. The claimant is unable to make a full closed fist with the right hand and has a fifth finger contracture secondary to an injury of his tendons and ligaments in his finger, which has been repaired. But the claimant continues to have a claw-like hand of the right side, secondary to nerve damage. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar and Achilles reflexes were normal at 2+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the feet and hands. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for the right upper extremity and +5/5 for all other areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right hand, but normal for the left. The claimant does suffer from osteoarthritis of his fingers. X-ray reports were sent to me, and the claimant had a right knee X-ray, which was performed October 26, 2022, which revealed that he had no acute osteoarthritis abnormality, but advanced arthritic narrowing with near bone on bone articulation at the patellar femoral joint with probable underlying chondral injury. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine revealed degenerative changes of the lumbar spine with exaggerated lordosis, which the X-ray was performed June 23, 2021. He had a chest X-ray, which was normal. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit down, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left hand, but to a lesser extent with the right. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of degenerative disc disease and degenerative joint disease of the knees. He also has a right rotator cuff tear with two surgeries and poor results. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength for the right hand at +4/5, but normal for the left side at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the right hand and normal for the left. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to degenerative disc disease, degenerative joint disease, and osteoarthritis. Probable diagnoses. Number one. Bilateral knee / right shoulder pain / osteoarthritis, confirmed with medical records and physical exam. The claimant is being treated with multiple medications, but has not had any surgeries except for his right rotator cuff tear repair, which resulted in poor results for his shoulder. Allegation number two, post-traumatic stress disorder, not being treated at this time, but appears to be fairly stable. Number three, sinusitis, secondary to a deviated septum, being treated at this time. The claimant appeared to be able to breathe through his nose. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose A. Arredondo.